So just to end, again, these are hard daffin, some of the hardest daffin in Shas, with, on a lighter note, a much lighter note, and that is, we learned the Gemara yesterday, so tucked away, Chazal gave us one Dvar Agadah, Pashit, so we can have some raid bites in these Gemaras. And the Gemara mentioned Daf Chapez on the days. It was a very, very hard Gemara. The Gemara was discussing the halacha that Kli Cheres, Asher Tzomit Pasol Olav, it's Matzel Mepnei Atoma. And there was Machlokes between Mishayim and Besil, whether it's Matzel from all Toma or it's only Matzel from some Toma. Besil said it's Matzel from all Toma. Beshamai said no, it's Matzel from Oichlin, Mashkin, and from Kli Cheres. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua heard Beshamai Shita, and he said, Boishni Medevrechem Beshamai. He said, hey, I'm so embarrassed for you, Beshamai. I can't believe you would have said something like this. It's literally Mechusar Avana. I'm pushing embarrassed. And he went on to explain in dramatic form why he thought that Beshamai's position was a position as Bemegzich Shemin from them. And the Gemara says there was a Talmud, Mitalmidei Beshamai, that heard what the great Rabbi Yeshua said. And Amalei turns to Rabbi Yeshua. He says, Rebbe, Oimelucha Taimishal Beshamai? Do you give me rishos to please try to explain, make an attempt to tell you what Beshamai meant? Amalei Amar, he told him, yeah. And he went and methodically and systematically asked Rabbi Yeshua questions, Rabbi Yeshua answered him, and he explained to him, betuv tam, what Beshamai said. He concluded, v'zeu taimun shel Beshamai, said, Rebbe, I think this is what Beshamai meant. The Gemara says, miyad, as soon as Rabbi Yeshua heard that, halach Rabbi Yeshua went, v'nishtatich al kivrei Beshamai. He went to the Beis HaChayim of Beshamai, and he literally, he lied down there. Omar, he said, na'nesi lechem asris Beshamai. I sinned towards you. I spoke inappropriately. And then he said, umas tumish alechem kach. Madach the halach is that you said that at first glance are very hard to understand. They seem very awesome. You see how much brilliance there is. Mefurosh es alachas kam v'kam. I can only imagine how much brilliance there must be in the halachas that seem at first glance to make more sense. Amru, it is said, Kol Yom of Hushku Shinim Mnei Atani Yosef. Rabbi Yeshua took this story so seriously, it literally changed his life. And from that point moving forward, Rabbi Yeshua spent the rest of his life betaynis atcha Hushku Rushinim until his teeth, the Dukke Sofim says, his face, literally, it turned black. This is the Gemara with Rabbi Yeshua. The Chidah, in his Pesach Inayim, on this Gemara says that if you learn this Gemara and really pay attention to what happened, there's a tremendous Musa Haskell. He says, Mikan yesh lilmoid, kama tzarech adam ledakdek bedvarov. You see from here how careful a person has to be with the way he talks when he's handling and learning. He says, sometimes people, they hear a kasha and they rip the kasha into shreds, has no pshat, it makes no sense, and they mamish get all excited and dramatic. Says the chidok, it's achtik. Do it, but with great caution. It's very, very dangerous. He says, because look at Rabbi Yeshua, his lashon is, who was Aryeh DeBei Eloi. Think about who Rabbi Yeshua was. And Rabbi Yeshua said something. He said, Boishni Midevreichem Beishamai. And he chapped afterwards, number one, that he was wrong. But for Oig, he had such charata for the way he spoke about Beishamai that he literally spent the rest of his life betainus. Amru Olav, Shne Kol Yom of Hushchur Shinu Mnei Tani Yosef. So he says, Kal V'chomer, us that we're Kaitzer Adas, we certainly don't have the credentials to talk the way Rabbi Yeshua did. If we're going to start saying things like this, could you imagine what kind of kapara, what kind of tikkun we're going to need? So the Chidah said that sometimes in the heat of the argument, people say things. And that's really what Rabbi Yeshua did. It was in the context of real intense learning, some of the hardest Gemaras ever. And he's sitting over there, Boishim Midevrechem Beishamai, Ob, it was a tiny Gedoyla. And you see Rabbi Yeshua took it very, very, very seriously. So he says, Kal V'chomer, how careful we need to be. That's what the Chidah says. It goes on, he's very mayrich. At the end, he says that I once said a pshat that the Mishnah says, right? Don't say that no one's, eventually everything is going to be heard. So says the Chidah, the Tana is coming to tell us a Musar Haskel. Sometimes a person sees a kasha and his initial reaction is, this kasha? This is a dover she'i efshel lishmaya. I can't even hear it. He says, don't say that. You know why? Because you're going to find out that eventually, one day, you're going to understand the kasha. You're going to realize the kasha was a much better kasha than you thought. You should be careful. And he says, intellectually, this is the Chidah right here in the Sefer Pesach Inayim, Mesechtes Chagiga, Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis. The truth is, the Chidah talked about this inyan in many, many of his Sfarim. In the Shema Gedolim, in his Mareches Sfarim, talks about it in Mareches Dalid. He talks about it in Mareches Hey. In Mareches Dalid, he talks about a sefer that's called Divrei Novoi. That's the name of the sefer. And he brings a maisa that happened with the Arachayim HaKadosh, that in his time there was a yid that said something not nice about this sefer. And what the person had a dream, and in the dream they came to him and they wanted to kill him, and they told him, unless you ask Mechila from the Mechaba Sefer, you're going to be in big trouble. And he asked Mechila, and that's how he was saved. In Mareches Hey, he talks again about an obscure Sefer, a Sefer called Heichal Kodesh. And there too, he brings a Michtav. He said that he saw a letter that there was once somebody that said something not nice about this Sefer. And he said that he too fell asleep, and in the dream they told him that his life is in danger and that he better go ahead and he better ask this Mechabes Sfarim Mechila. So he says, you see, there's an idea. This is what the Chida is talking about. Merech Sfarim. Right, Merech Sfarim of the Chida, it's like a bibliography. He's just bringing different Sfarim that were written. He talks a little bit about the Mechaber, who they were. And twice he brings such a Maisa that he heard a story that somebody said something about this Mechabes Sefer, and it was very, very terrible. In Mareches Hey, it's Ois Nun Hey, by the way. In Mareches Hey, when he talks about the Sefer Heichal Kodesh, so there he's Mayrech. And he goes on to a whole Arichos. And he says, Ayin Chagiga Dav Chav Beis Amid Beis. V'ayin Mashach Kosafti B'Sifri Pesach Inayim. You see the Maisa with Rabbi Yeshua. And the Musa Haskel that I said. V'al Toymer Dover. And a person shouldn't say that this is a Dover She'ef Shul Lishma Yeser Soifa Lishameh. And he says the whole Arichos that he said in Sefer Pesach Inayim. And then he concludes with the following. He says, the Shamati, I heard a story that something similar happened to the Goyin HaMefursim Rabbeinu Heschel. I heard something like this happened with the Rebbe Reb Heschel, who once said something about the Marsha, and because of that, also something in these inyanim. So he says, these are the biggest tzaddikim in the world, and if for them there was an issue by saying something like this, certainly we need to be more careful. So what's this maisa that the Chida heard about the Rebbe Reb Heschel with the Marsha? He doesn't tell us the story. He says very, very little in Shei Magdail. But the Chida, in another one of his Sfarim, told over the story in great length, and that's in the Sefer Magil Toiv. So the Sefer Magil Toiv, which by the way was just recently reprinted twice, but regardless, it had been out of print for many, many decades. But the Sefer Magil Toiv was a Sefer that was written by the Chida. It was a diary. So the Chida, we know, was a Shadar. He was a Shluch de Rabbanon. He was sent from Eretz Yisrael to go to Europe to raise money to bring back to Eretz Yisrael. And he actually kept a diary. And the diary was printed by the Chida himself. And the Sefer was called Magal Toiv. And Magal Toiv is, he talks about different people that he met during this Tkufa that he was traveling. So this story takes place when the Chida was in Amsterdam. And it happened Yom Gimel L'Seder Shmini. Said it was Yom Gimel L'Seder Shmini. He tells the story that he went to be Menachem Avil somebody. And when he was there, he met a Yid, Rab Hersh Mibolchov. And Rav Hersh Mibolchov told him the following. He was talking to him about the Rebbe Reb Heschel. That's what he was talking about. He was telling him maises about the Rebbe Reb Heschel. So he said it was the year Tach. The year Tach, we know when that was. Tach V'tat. It was the year 1648. So it was the year Tach. Halach leVienna. The Rebbe Reb Heschel went to Vienna. V'hayisham Av Bezdin Maharash. The Av Bezdin was the Maharash. He was the Baal Vavei HaMutim. That's who he was. He was the son of the Shlach HaKadosh. V'lei Hechshiv Kol Kach LaRav Reb Heschel. And the Rebbe Reb Heschel came into Vienna. So the Rav, the Maharash, he didn't know who the Rebbe Reb Heschel was, and he didn't give him so much covet. Now, Rav Heschel shom imenu pirish dibur taisvis. Rav Heschel went over to him. He said, can I talk to you in learning? Now, the Rebbe Reb Heschel, by the way, was the Rebbe of the Shach, right? Rebbe Reb Heschel was legendary. So he goes over to the Yid, he says, can I ask you a kasha? He says, sure. He says, so he asked him a kasha on the taisvis. So he says he's going to look into it, right? This Yid who he didn't know, who he wasn't being mechaber, he pasha didn't know who he was. Asked him a bomba kasha, and he said he's going to get back to him. And he was being ma'ayin v'loy matza yadav. And he couldn't give a teretz. V'hisana. It's not clear why. But he fasted. V'ubacha. And he cried. Until his own father came to him in a dream, the Shlach HaKadosh. He told him, this is the Pshat on Tosfos. And then he told him that that Yid that asked you this Kasha on Tosfos, he says, make sure you give him proper Kovid. He says, you want to know who just asked you a Kasha on Tosfos? Rabbeinu Tam just asked you a Kasha on Tosfos. That's why it was a good Kasha. And he says, that's why I had to come, mamish, from the other world to come tell you upshot, but he says, that Yid that just walked into your base medrash, you don't know who he is, but I'm telling you, this the Shlach Kodesh is Megal himself in a chol. This is what the Chida says, this is what this Yid Rav Hersh Bolchov told him. Told him over this Maisa that he heard B'Shem Magidei HaEmes. He says, I heard this from a true source, that this was the Maisa Shai, and he told him that the Rebbe Rav Heschel has the Neshama of Rabbeinu Tam. So the Gemara says, V'achaka, and the Gemara. So the Chidah, in his Magal Toiv, says, V'achach sholach harab marash, l'rav Heschel. So when he had this dream, he woke up in the morning, V'ayikatz mishnasoy. So right away he calls him, She'yavah b'beis ha'knesset sholoy, V'osnoloy kovid, and he gave him tremendous kovid, V'amalay, and he told him, Pirish ha'toysvis, and he said, V'atayim shan and toysvis. It's a good kasha. Oh, but doesn't the Mishnah? Mamash talking to Rabbeinu Tam. He's telling him Shadon Toises. Finishba Rav Heschel berabim, and Rav Heschel heard the teretz, and Rav Heschel got up berabim, and he swore she'ain zekiim she'amru loy min hashemayim. This is what he said. I glebnish that you were able to come up with this pshat by yourself. He said it's poshit to me. It's poshit that you must have gotten this mishamayim. The Chidah says, again, this is Yom Gimel, Seyde Shmini, he went to be Menachem Avol, and he meets this Yid, Rav Heresh Bolchov, and he's telling him maises about the Rebbe Rav Heschel. He says, I'm going to tell you another story that I heard about Rav Heschel. Rav Heschel was, he got up, he was saying over Halacha, and V'ra Divrei Marsha, and he saw that the Marsha commented on this, probably Tosfos, maybe Rabbeinu Tam, that he was learning, and he didn't like what the Marsha said. And again, I'm just reading from the Chidah. The Kaas, he got angry. The Zorak HaSeifa La'aretz. And he threw the Marsha on the ground. For Yemitztair, and he got very upset. Eich Oimrim ala Marsha Gedulois Veichta. This was maybe the first time he had ever seen a Marsha. And he wasn't masking what the Marsha said. And this is the way he reacted. And he had tsar. He said the Marsha's Torah was so niskabel. V'nizdam and Sham, Shabbat Bacher Echad. There was a bacher there. And he said, Rebbe, can I talk to you in learning? So he said, sure. So he starts handling with him in learning. And he said, maybe this is what the Marsha means. Maybe this is what the Marsha meant. And when Rebbe Heschel heard what the bacher said, he chapped the kids right. This is pshat in the Marsha, and the Marsha said, emes lamitoy, and the Rebbe Heschel chapped that he was an oimer al-soif taitoy shalom Marsha. Finishma, and again he made a shvua. He swore shaloy l'chabre sefer. He made a shvua that he's never going to write a sefer. Me'acha sha'afilu hu lo'y kivim b'divri Marsha. He says, number one, I couldn't even be oimer al-soif taitoy shalom Marsha. So how am I going to go ahead now and write svarim? How am I going to write smarim? And besides, what he said, Vizilzel boy, being that I was Mizalzel in the Barsha, I hold that if I ever write a sefer, kach yasa l'chibura. That's what they're going to do to my smarim as well. And he said, I'm not writing a sefer. He said, it's poshit to me that I'm going to be punished, mida keneged mida. That if this is what I did to the Marsha sefer, there's no way that people are going to be mechabed my svarim properly. And that's why he made a shvua. And that's why the Rebbe, we have from the Rebbe of Heschel, we have the Chanukah Satoir. But you know who the Rebbe, and Zvertlich for the most part. You know, he was the Shach's Rebbe. It's coming. He was the Shach's Rebbe. And we don't have much from him. You know why? This is the rest of the story. Because he made a shvua. Because he held he was mezazel. He was pagay in the covenant of the Marsha. Oit siper. He goes on and he says more things about the Shach's relationship with the Rebbe of Heschel and how the Shach learned his Torah from the Rebbe of Heschel. And listen to what he says today. I'm going to skip a little bit. He said, the Shach knew how to tap into the Shemus HaKodesh that know how to write. Well, we've spoken about this. The Rosh and then the Vari Psachim. Writing be Hashpas Kulmis, the Chsam Sofer and Kuf Tzadik Zayin, Kuf Tzadik Ches, with Rav Nosson Adler. So he said that this Yid of Heresh Bolchov told me, this is the Chidah talking, that the Shach knew how to use the Shema Koisev, V'uayim Medaber, the Shach would talk, the Kulmis Koisev Me'elov. And the Feder, the Kulmis would write by itself. U'mishum Hochi Kosev Kam Svarim. He says that's why he was able to write so many Svarim. How was he physically able to write so many Svarim? He did it by Hashpas Kulmis. The Kozeh Shama Mega'oinim Kshoy Tivrei Emes. He says he heard this from Ga'oinim, Emes to Ga'oinim, people that didn't lie. They didn't just say things. And then he said, Shamati, I also heard, Shashach Hoyle Shema Metzia. He had a Shema Metzia. Sounds like he had a Shem where he was able to find everything that he needed. Limtsoi Tekef Habakias. So like this, if there was ever a sefer that he needed, he knew how to use one of the shemes, and he was able to find the bekiyas. Ad kan dvar vaktoishim shal achidah in a sefer magal toy. But this is the story that the chidah was referencing in the shema gedolim. The story that he was referring to was what the Rebbe Reb Heschel, and that the Rebbe Reb Heschel once had a story with the Marsha, until a bacher came to him, and the bacher explained to him what the Marsha means, and because of that, the Rebbe Reb Heschel made a shvur that he's never going to write a sefer, because he felt that if this is the way he treated the sefer, the Marsha, there's no way that they're going to end up treating his svarim any differently. The Kachava, and this is the story with the Rebbe of Heschel. But I was just thinking to be Messiah, Biki Toiv, We know that midah toiv is meruba midas peronius. So when it comes to midas peronius, Rabbi Yeshua said, "Boishni midavreichem beishamai," and look at what happened. He literally spent the rest of his life betaynis. And the stories that the chidah brings in Shema Gedolim uberoishem the ma'isa with the Rebbe of Heschel, that somebody was mezalzel a little bit in one of the niftarim and in the Torah of the tzaddikim, and it's something that you have to be very careful of. It's mamish. It's a daughter of chamira sakanta meisura. So l'chura, if this is true, when it comes to speaking negatively, kavuchaymer in the reverse, if somebody is fakert, if someone is meshabeach, and somebody, instead of putting down Torah from tzaddikim, to the contrary, he tries to understand it and to explain it, and to be miyashiv kashas that people asked on it, you can imagine what a schus that is. And really, there's one very, very important ma'arim makim for this, and that is the Pele Yoyetz. The Pele Yoyetz is an ois dalid. It's under Doivev Sifsei Yeshenim. We'll just read a few excerpts. Pirshu Rabbi Seinu Zechayinu Levracha. Shekol Tamad Chacham Sh'imit V'ar Toyer Mishmoy Ba'il Mazeh. Any Tamad Chacham that people say over Toyer from Ba'il Mazeh, Sifsei Sof Doivev Ois Bekefer. His lips move in the Kefer. We know that. But what we sometimes forget is that V'yesh Lo Yehana, that Tzadik has Hana, V'nachas Ruach, and pleasure, K'nishoy Sei Yayin Kunditoin, K'mesh Omer B'Yishalmi D'Shkolim. So he says the Pele Yoyetz. It's for that reason. If a person has an opportunity to say over Torah from a tzaddik, he should realize that zecheset shel emes sheyuchal adam lasleis ematzadikim luktoishem asher ba'aretz chelkam b'chayim lumoy devrayim uschusam teilam magim etzin aleim. And if a person is going to do that, he's going to have gevaldig uschusam. And then he brings a few stories of his own. He says ukvar kosa besvarim. Pele Yoyetz says he saw in Svarim. Shapam machas hoye shmat. There was once a gzeira shmat. V'niglo meirenu harav Ramosha alshech zechreinu levracha. The alshech revealed himself behakets. Right? He revealed himself b'mloy kumasai v'hitzel lechem v'teich hafeicha. And he saved one person from this gzeira. And the reason was shahayoloy made sifrei betmidos. Because this person used to always learn alshech. And because he always learned alshech, so the alshech came to save him. U'magam im yitrach l'toritz devreim shizachashem oy datzlam. And then he says, look at the Sefer Magid Misharim. So what was the Sefer Magid Misharim? That's the Sefer that the Beis Yosef wrote based on the Torah that the Magid, who he used to learn with, taught him. That the Magid told the Beis Yosef that the Rambam was literally lobbying and he was being melitz for the Beis Yosef and Shemayim al shetorach leforish uletoretz dvarav, because the Beis Yosef, you know, always pastens like the Rambam, and because he dedicated his life to understanding the Rambam, since for that reason said the Magid to the Beis Yosef, you should know that the Rambam has tremendous hana in Shemayim ubeis pikudasai. And the Magid told the Beis Yosef that when the time is going to come after 120, hayunafik la'ape, the Rambam is going to come greet you. Ukvar huva b'akdama sefer megine shloima. And then he says it's brought down in the akdama to the sefer megine shloima. So who is the megine shloima? The megine shloima was the first Pnei Yeshua. Not the Pnei Yeshua, but the Pnei Yeshua Zayda, right? The Pnei Yeshua Zayda, the Shalos Hashuv is Pnei Yeshua, was also known as the megine shloima. And he wrote a sefer called megine shloima, meaning protecting shloima, as in Rab Shloima Yitzchaki, as in Rashi HaKadosh. So he wrote a sefer to answer all the kashas that Tosfos asks on Rashi. And it's brought down in the Hakdama to sefer Megine Shloima, that al shetorach l'tarets divrei Rashi mikushis ha-Tosfos, zocha shebeshas ptirosei bar Rashi l'avoysa. At the time of his ptiro, he was snoicha that Rashi came to baglate him, he came to greet him. So says the Pele Yoyetz, you see from these stories, and it's poshit, that when it's sefsos v'dovvois bekever, it's not just that the tzaddik is learning in the next world, but the tzaddik actually has a no, he has a nachas ruach, and the tzaddik is makir toiv, and because he's makir toiv, it's a tremendous, tremendous chos. So listen to how he fears ois. V'toiv shiyeh loy mei b'chol ha-svarim. A person should therefore try to learn a lot of different svarim, because you're gonna collect more schosim. V'choiv zu b'yesem mutelas ayoytzei chalotz of shal mechaber sefer. And he says this obligation is particularly incumbent on the enakel of a mechaber sefer. V'doir doirim lu meit sif to learn the Torah from the Zaydas, Uvataritz Dvarov, and to try to answer and explain what the Zaydas might have meant. It's the appropriate thing. A person should be Mechabed his elder and his Zaydas. And if a person's going to do that, they're going to have Rachmanis on him. v'yamlitzu toiva badam, and they're going to be meilitz toiv kirachim of abonim. They're going to have a bezunder kirachim of abonim. That's what Pali Yoyit says. There's going to be a bezunder kirachim of abonim. If a person does it for his own zedis, it's a tremendous, tremendous schus for him and for his mishpacha, as I state in Pali Yoyit. And then he writes in his parentheses, and we'll end with this, v'ayim bakdom ha-sefer chesed l'avram, l'mayreinu harav Rab Avram Azulai. So the Sefer Chesed Avram was written by Rab Avram Azulai. Rab Avram Azulai was a very, very famous Mekovo. He was also the Chida's grandfather. He says, Ayin in the Hakdama. So I'd rather have the Sefer Chesed Avram. And I went through the Hakdama. It was very hard to understand. And then in the last sentence of the Hakdama, I got what the Pali Yoyitz meant. I made it to the end, and that's mamish what he was referring to. If you look in the very, very last sentence, he says, "Vani terem akala ledaber." He says, "Before I finish my Hakdama, v'terem yedvari harishon," and before I start the beginning of this sefer, he says, "I want you to know why I refer to my sefer Chesed Avram." He said, "I called it Chesed Avram l'shtei sibois for two reasons." He said, "The first reason is," he says, "because he told a story where he was saved from a devar and from a magefa, from a pandemic, and he wanted to give shvach v'idot HaKadosh Baruch for the fact that he was saved, and that's why he named the sefer Chesed Avram." But he said, "I did it for another sefer and for another reason, and I did it because I want people to know that any person that's going to learn my Sefer, I'm going to view it as a tremendous chesed for my neshama. And that's why I'm calling the Sefer Chesed L'Avram." The Mechaber was Rabbi Avram Azulai, the great Mekubal, the Zayda of the Chida. And he said, "I'm calling my Sefer Chesed L'Avram, because if you want to do chesed with my neshama, this is the way you can do chesed with me. I want that it should be Sefsoy Sai Doivu Vais Bekever. And the way it will be Sefsoy Sai Doivu Vais Bekever is by learning from this Sefer." Maybe this is why the Chida was so sensitive to this idea. Chida and Pesach Inayim, the Chida and Shem Magdoilim, Marecha Sfarim Dalit and Hey. And he talks about it in his Magal Toiv. It's in the Chuvas of the Chida. It's everywhere in the Sfarim of the Chida. You know where he learned this from? His own Zayda. He learned this from his own Zayda. The Zayda, the Chesed Avram. Rabbi Avram Azulai, he called the Sefer Chesed Avram because he was telling the world, "You want to do chesed with me, this is the chesed. You learn Torah from the tzaddikim, you're mistabik to the neshama of the tzaddikim, you're mitaritz the Torah of the tzaddikim. It's an incredible opportunity to have a dveikus with tzaddikim and to really have a schus that the tzaddik should be meilitz toiv on behalf of all those that learn his Torah."